Hello everyone, it's Personality Series with Samuel Ski. Today on Personality Series, I'm going to be asking a very important question, a million dollar question, which many people living on earth have not been able to answer. And the question is, what drives your life? What drives your life? Most dictionaries define the verb drive as to guide, to control, or to direct. Whether you're driving a car, a nail, or a golf ball, you're guiding, you're controlling, and you're directing it at that moment. The question is, what is driving your life? You may not have thought about this all through your life, but it's a very important question you need to answer as you live and go through your life. Everyone's life is driven by something. That's why you need to answer this very important question. What drives your life? Right now, you may be driven by a problem, a pressure, or a deadline. You may be driven by a painful memory, a haunting fear, or an unconscious belief. Friends, there are hundreds of circumstances, values, and emotions that can drive your life. But I want to talk about guilt and regrets today. Most people are driven by guilt. Most people are driven by guilt. They spend their entire lives running from regrets and hiding their shame. Guilt-driven people are manipulated by memories. They allow their past to control their future. They often unconsciously punish themselves by sabotaging their success. I know we are product of our past, but we don't have to be prisoners of our past. Yesterday ended last night. So friend, today it is more valuable to look ahead and prepare than to look back and regret. You know why? Your past is not your potential. Never build your future around your past. The past is over. To succeed, you must be willing to shed part of your previous life. Stop taking journeys into the past. Don't make the mistake of letting yesterday use up too much of today. You can never plan the future by looking at the past. Your future contains more happiness than any past you can remember. Don't look at your past to determine your future. Whatever it was, whatever they were, the heartbreaks, the pains, the disappointments, the errors, the mistakes, let them go. The broken relationships, let them go. Don't let your past mistakes become memorials. Some people stay so far in the past that the future is gone before they get there. You can't have a better tomorrow if you're thinking about yesterday in today. Listen, friends, yesterday has passed forever and is beyond your control. I'm going to leave you with this, friend. What lies behind you is insignificant compared to what lies ahead. That's why you need to let go of the disappointment, the shame, the pain, and the regret. Stop living your life in the disappointment of yesterday. Don't let regret and shame drive your life. Live with this truth in mind. I sure do know and believe you'll be on your way in living a productive, a satisfied, and a happy life. Thank you for listening. to this podcast. I hope to come your way soon. Do have a pleasant day. Thank you.